Monday, August 28th, 2023, 4:09 a.m. Okay, I've been up for quite a while. I finally got my paints mixed up. Done everything I needed to do for the morning that is. Oh. So I'm working on the big panel. Man, control of the universe. Like I said, I obliterated the lower left-hand side. I'm going to work on that. Try to get some idea what I want to do there now. So, the news, it looks like they're trying to bring back mask mandates, or they already have in some situations. They also want to get out another vaccine that they're going to require people to take. The last time they did that, last fall, they said that only 17% of the people actually took that booster at that time. They're not calling this one a booster. They're calling it a new vaccine that works. The president did anyway. And so we'll see. The thing is that they have been lying to us, because the word was that the last vaccine, if you take the vaccine, you won't get the virus, you won't get sick, you also will not pass it to anybody. Okay, you basically you'd be protected, and everybody would be protected from you. But as it turns out, no, some people do get sick, but it may be less severe than if they didn't have the vaccine. And if you have the vaccine, you still can be a carrier. So they lied to us on two fronts on that. And that the bad thing is that there are people getting fired for refusing to take the vaccine because of whatever reasons they had, the freedom that they wanted to. And that's, you know, the funny thing is that's the obliterated part that I did. I obliterated that in a way. But I'm going to probably try to make it a little bit stronger as far as the idea is concerned. Anyway, so a new round of controlling things. You got to hand it to the Democrats. They're setting something up for the next election, regardless of who the candidate is from the Republican side. And they're trying to make sure that it's Donald Trump, or they're betting that it will be Donald Trump, and that he's going to be so damaged by all these indictments that they've thrown at him that he'll, you know, that the Republicans will vote for him, but nobody else will vote for him. So that means whoever is a Democratic Party nominee will be elected. I think that's the way it's going to work. But I can't see Joe Biden running again. Okay, I mean, like, he's really damaged goods. I mean, he's old. He can't do things. He can't even talk out in front of public and without screwing something up or saying some kind of lie. They keep catching him in lies. And now it looks like, yeah, he's pretty corrupt. So he's been nothing but a congressman, senator, and vice president, and now president. And he's become a multi-millionaire. How did he do that? You know? Because you add up all that money and you even make some good investments, you're still not going to be a multi-millionaire like he is. So, anyway, it's just, like I said, it's, I don't really care for politicians, you know. And hey, I look at some of these Republicans and yeah, they don't look any better. they look pretty corrupt to me too. I mean, how did they get so rich, you know? So I think the problem's on both sides, and I think that's what's really hurting our democracy, is the corruption that's gone on. If we had, because like I said, I don't have any proof about it, but it just sure looks that way to me, that the reason why they want to raise taxes, because the more money they can shovel through Washington, D.C., and spend, the more money they, you know, like the last big spending thing was like $1 trillion or something like that. I mean, that's a lot of money to spend. And they have no way of tracking where all that money goes, but you can pretty much bet that some of it goes into the pockets of, in a roundabout way, the congressmen and the president and whoever else is a fixture in Washington, D.C. Anyway, so let me get off this subject and go paint, because that's what I'd rather be doing. So I'll talk to you later. 5 a.m. Okay, so Pia the Talking Dog just let me know that she wanted to go outside. So I think she just wants to go for a walk. It's too dark right now. I mean, it's dark. So we went out on the back porch, and she drank some water out there, looked in the backyard, and then turned around and came back in the house. So I don't know what she wanted. I gave her a little treat, though, so now she seems to be satisfied with that and is laying down. So let me try to figure out what else I'm going to do here. Okay? Still working on the painting. 5:56 a.m. Okay, so I know it's time to go, and the dog knows it's time, getting close to time to go. It's still dark outside, but by the time I get ready, by the time I get ready, it should be light enough for me to see her poop to pick it up when she decides to deposit it by the side of the road somewhere. So let me go get ready and come back, water hopefully the front, brush the dog, let the chickens out and water the back, and then I should be able to come back here and keep painting again. We'll see how it goes. The wife might have something else for me to do, so we'll find out. 8:17 a.m. Okay, so I did all my chores pretty much. I overwatered because tomorrow I've got a doctor's appointment. And my sister also has a doctor's appointment, amazingly, at the same building and location. Except for mine's at 9:30 and hers is at about another half hour later or something like that. 10:15, something like that. 10 o'clock. Who knows? Anyway, so I won't have much time to do any watering. So I watered a lot today. Give it a good soaking. We'll skip tomorrow as far as watering is concerned, and that'll be it. So let me get back to painting here, and we'll see what happens. Okay, 11:06 a.m. I went out and got myself some lunch, and I'm back to paint some more. Pia the Talking Dog has come in here with me. She promptly laid down and went to sleep, I think. Nope, she's looking at me. She's still awake. Okay, so I'm back paint. 12:13 p.m. Okay, I'm done. We got some stuff to do. So I'm going to stop, clean up, and get going here. Take care.